Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby in Sound Beach. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Chris. As I tuned in after two, you were saying exactly what I was calling in. I was dialing at the time about the optimism with the Yankees.
I am.
I spoke to you last year before the beginning of the year. I thought they'd win around 95 games, and they were close. But, you know, everybody should have optimism with their team. The freaking Pirates or whoever. I don't understand how almost every host, every pundit, every person is calling them for not looking at the ceilings of everybody. Everybody's looking at the question marks. Every team, Crochet could get hurt. I don't think Boston is that. Is that great? Baltimore took a step back. I think the Yankees score more runs than the Mets this year, and that's not rose-colored glasses or hating on Soto. The lineup, to me, overall this year, when you look at it, every position defensively has gotten better except left field. First base, second base, third base, center field, right field. Every one is in a better position.
Right.
The hitting, Bellinger, and I was hot on him when they got him. Now he's doing well and everybody's on the wagon. But, I think he hits 30 home runs here and does it. I think Goldschmidt hits fine and maybe drives in close to 100 run, 90 or where he's batting in the lineup. Jazz Chisholm for the whole year. Austin Wells for the whole year. Judge gives you 50 or 55 or whatever you're hoping that. All assuming no injuries and stuff. But the Mets are top heavy. I'm not even going up. But I have a lot of Met fans, so I'm always debating against them. I think the bottom of the lineup stinks, and especially without Alvarez. And I think the Yankees have a hell of a lot of 30 home run. They could have four or five guys that could hit. Not out of the realm of possibility to hit 30 home runs. Guys could steal 30 bases.
That's more likely.
Guys
capable of stealing 30 bases. I mean, Judge is going to hit you. If Judge is healthy, he hits 55 home runs.
Right.
If he plays a full year, it's 55 home runs. I do think that you could see 30 out of Bellinger. I think that's probably about it, though. I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Is it possible at Yankee Stadium Jazz hits 30? It's possible if you take his trajectory on what he did with the Yankees last year and prolong that out for 162, he does hit 30. I'd have to see that before I would be 100% confident in telling you that. Wells, the same thing. Maybe 30. That would really be a lot.
Yeah, 25. He only hit
15 last year, 14 last year. I know he's had 6 in spring training. He's gotten off to a really good spring training. But again,
plays the whole year, though. Didn't play the whole year. Plays more games. And I think Goldschmidt is, the guy's plays healthy. I know a little bit of the back thing, but he really, for 37, he plays healthy all the time, drives in runs.
And other than last year, where everyone's focused on it, rightfully so, he's 37, and you're looking at last year. Other than last year, he's had nothing but really good years his entire career.
Absolutely.
Right? Even 2 years ago. It wasn't the MVP season of 3 years ago, and it was trending down from there, but he won the MVP. Last year was really a down year for him, and the first half was really bad. And then he picked it up in the second half and turned it into just a down year as opposed to a really horrible year. But still, not very good. But, I mean, you look at the difference between this year and last year. That's the thing. For optimism for me, for the New York Yankees, I get it. Ruth and Gehrig, Mickey and Maris, that's not going to be there with Judge and Soto. And it was last year. And it was a guaranteed part of the lineup where it was impossible to navigate, and you had two of the top three hitters in the game hitting back-to-back. And you can't duplicate that. That's why I've been a big Plan B sucks guy. It was never going to be the same. And until this offense actually shows it to me, I cannot believe that they will be as good or score as many runs as last year. But having said that, when you look at the rest of this team, I'm sorry, you got to be honest about it. Look at where the upgrades are. You mentioned it defensively, which is what we were screaming about by the end of the year, how bad they were defensively, how poor they were at fundamentals. They are literally better everywhere on the field but left field defensively. That's 100% accurate. They are better everywhere. And offensively, the bottom of the lineup is really like a bottom of the lineup. So much of last year, they didn't have a bottom of the lineup. And you look at the power and the athleticism. I don't know if you have guys that could do, hit 30 home runs, but how many guys do they have that could be 20-20 guys? Like 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. I got, like, that's a legitimate thing. You want to say 30 home runs, Judge hits you 30, guaranteed. I do think Bellinger could hit you 30. I suppose in this ballpark it's tough, but, you know, Goldschmidt's done it before, but you would count on young guys making real leaps. Even Jazz, who was on pace, if you put his numbers just that he put forth, hit 30. I don't know if I could just put that on him right out this year and just say, yeah, Jazz is a 30 home run guy. But it's plausible, but it's highly unlikely. For me, Jazz hitting 20 home runs and stealing 30 bases is almost a lock. Volpe hitting 20 home runs and stealing 30 bases is almost a lock. Like, I really feel confident about that, right? I think Dominguez is capable of that. Like, you could see the athleticism, the guys that could, you know, Bellinger steals bases. You could have four or five guys on this team hit 20 home runs and steal 25 bases. And the bottom of the order is a legitimate bottom of the order. Now, we still got to see what Dominguez is. Like, this is all in practice. And the same thing with Volpe. Volpe's had a 660 OPS. This is a huge year for Anthony Volpe. This is not just a big year for how he impacts this particular team. This is a make or break year in the career of Anthony Volpe, who was a top five prospect in all of baseball. Like, he was in the same conversation. Now, I think people felt Gunnar Henderson was going to be better, Bobby Witt Jr. was going to be better, but they were roughly in similar conversations. Like, they were right there. He's supposed to be one of those top shortstop prospects. He's right there with Bobby Witt Jr. He's right there with Gunnar Henderson. Now, again, they were supposed to be better, but, you know, he was right there as a top five prospect. He's not in the same world as they are. He's not even in the same hemisphere. He's not in the same solar system as the two of them. It's time to get a hell of a lot closer. Now, he doesn't have to be Gunnar Henderson. He doesn't have to be Bobby Witt Jr. offensively. I don't. That's hard to get. I know I'm saying he was in that same conversation, but it's hard to be as good as those two players are. But he's got to be better than 670 OPS. He's got to be a legitimate hitter. He was in the postseason last year. But if Anthony Volpe can be the postseason player, the Anthony Volpe we saw in the postseason, if Jazz is the same player for a full year that he was with half the year, if Jason Dominguez can be anywhere near the player he showed for those brief nine games at the end of 23, and the promise he's shown in spring training with his ability, his speed, his power. If Bellinger is anywhere near the player he's given you this spring, like, this offense can absolutely be dynamic. And let me make it clear, it can be by far, the best offensive team in their division. And that's saying, you know, when you look at the teams, the Red Sox have a decent lineup and the Orioles have all these guys, the Gunnar Hendersons, the Mountcastles, all these younger guys as well, Westberg. Like, they've got a bunch of different guys, but what have we seen from them? Rushman. But what have we seen from them? Like, this isn't, like, when you look at the Yankee team, you want some optimism? Look around, and I know that's not what you want to hear. You want to hear the big bad Yankees went out and bought this guy and that guy, and they've developed this guy and that guy, when they have, you know, Wells is going to be really good. This offense has an opportunity to be really good. But look around the league. Look at the Baltimore Orioles. Look at the Toronto Blue Jays. Look at the Boston Red Sox. They're not, you think the Boston Red Sox are necessarily better than the New York Yankees? Over what? Signing Alex Bregman and Crochet? They haven't been good for 3 or 4 years. Let me see it before I see it. Like, and then you look at the rest of the American League. Everyone tells me the Central doesn't count. And then in the American League West, it's pretty much just the Texas Rangers. The Seattle Mariners did zip. The Baltimore Orioles, the Seattle Mariners, they did nothing. The Astros got worse. Like, you look around the American League, me and Fleas are talking about it. I'm telling you right now, maybe we'll do over-unders tomorrow. I got time. We'll do different things. Like, the Yankees are a lock at 89. I'm telling you, they're. If you don't think the Yankees are going to win 90 games, I'm telling you, they are. With this back end of the bullpen, where you got Weaver, you got Williams, you got Hamilton coming. I know he's going to miss the first start of the year. You got possibly eventually come June, you got Jonathan Loaisiga. Like, I really think the bullpen can be really good. The rotation has its issues, no doubt. But the lineup is going to be far better than people think. This is, without question, a playoff team. I mean, just look around the American League. It's hard to imagine them not being one of the three wildcard teams, at the bare minimum. Now, I'm not saying that's worthy of a parade or I should be screaming about it, but they're going to the playoffs. And they are, in my mind, winning this division. They're the best team in the division. They still are. And in my mind, they're still the best team in the American League until proven otherwise. And the fan base goes around talking about this thing, like, why, like, we don't have a third baseman. Oh, stop crying. I yelled about third base. I screamed about third base. They should have a third baseman. And they haven't finalized the roster, and Aaron Boone is telling everybody on why they haven't made the announcement is because he's still waiting to see what's out there, you know, to be made. Brian Cashman's probably looking for some last-minute deals. Maybe they will have a different third baseman. I doubt it. But that's not enough reason to go around crying and holding your head low, thinking, oh, this Yankees team, this team sucks. This team doesn't suck. This team's going to be really good. And if you look at spring, and I know spring numbers don't always mean anything, but you got, and I'm excited to see Wells hit leadoff. I'm excited about the speed at the bottom. And you look at the improvements. Yeah, like, I know first base, you know, we're all concerned about 37-year-old Goldschmidt. He's replacing the worst first base in major leagues last year. There was not enough. The first base for the New York Yankees was the worst first base in all of Major League Baseball. No one had a worst first base between Rizzo and Ben Rice, who has looked like a different player. Now we got to see it. But you want to talk about he's made the team. He's been told he's made the team. He beat out a Dom Smith, who had a great spring as well. He added 15 pounds of muscle. He's hit the ball as hard as anyone in Major League Baseball this spring. And you look at his minor league numbers, he has proven he's a minor league. He dominates minor league baseball. He's got a 900 OPS for his career in the minor leagues. If he is a positive, and Volpe takes a step up. Like, these are ifs. There's no doubt about it. But again, a lot of it is ifs. You want to look at the Boston Red Sox and tell me there's no ifs? You want to look at the everyone has ifs. Look at the Rangers. Last year, their offense was horrible. One of their big time players already is not making the team. Like, I'm just saying, the New York Yankees are still the best team in the American League. This offense has a chance to be exciting, a different brand of baseball than we're used to, a top-to-bottom lineup with pretty good hitters, with a lot of athleticism, with a lot of excitement. I'm pumped to see Jason Dominguez hit every day for 162. I'm excited to see if Wells can take a step up and continue what he did in the second half and be the leadoff hitter with some pop to start the game. I'm excited about Jazz and Volpe and Dominguez at the bottom of this lineup, all of them capable of stealing 30 bases and manufacturing runs. I'm excited about Bellinger, who has, you know, his father, he's always wanted to be here. He's got a perfect swing for Yankee Stadium. He's swinging the bat harder again. He's hitting the ball really well. I mean, he played spring training like the MVP version. Again, doesn't mean anything. It starts on Thursday, but for the last couple of years, he's kind of knocked down his swing speed. He's tried to be a contact guy. This spring, the swing speed's back up. He's hitting the ball harder than he has the last couple of years. He's hitting more home runs than he has. Like, he looks good. If he's found something, you're talking about an excellent baseball player hitting behind Judge. You've seen upgrades everywhere. There's upgrades in center field defensively. Judge is back in his rightful place in right field. Like, the team feels a lot more complete. The team feels a lot more athletic. The team feels younger. The team feels, you know, right now, I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about the New York Yankees. Clark Schmidt's only going to miss a week or two. This rotation last year, same thing as what I was talking about with the Mets. It's not like you can bank on it. But last year, this rotation stepped up and was huge for them at the start of the year. I still think at the start of the year, refreshed off an offseason, you're going to see as good a Stroman as you're going to get for a couple of months. Same thing with Carrasco. Max Fried has been brought in here to be an ace. Like, there's a lot of optimism for the New York Yankees. This team, I'm telling you, this team For me, my projection for the New York Yankees, and I gave this on the Rico Bronya, the Yankees are winning 93, 94 games, and they're winning this division. That's what this Yankee team is doing. They are the best team in the American League, and when I look around the American League, I mean the Central, like if you look at it, I don't think Cleveland's as good as they were last year. They lost Naylor. They lost a couple of different people. Yeah, maybe they'll get some pitching, and they do a really good job with their pitching, but I don't think they're as good as they were last year. I know Bobby Witt Jr. is a great player. You look at the rest of that offense, they added Jonathan India, but they really haven't done much this offseason. The Twins have been, you know, the Twins. And then you look at the American League West. Let's be honest, the Angels stink, even though Mike Trout hopefully stays healthy. I mean, can we watch him have a full season? That'd be nice. But it's pretty much, I mean, the Astros are down. It's the Texas Rangers. You're looking at the Boston Red Sox, the Baltimore Orioles, the Texas Rangers as the only three teams in the same conversation as the New York Yankees. And it'll come down to what it always comes down to with the New York Yankees. How do they perform in the playoffs? And if you want to look at this team, as long as clearly they get what they need, which is Judge to produce, you look at the rest of this lineup, as much as they won't have Juan Soto, and right now I can't even tell you they'll have Giancarlo Stanton, up and down the lineup, they do a lot of different things that can cause headaches in the postseason, and they're going to be far better defensively. I am so tired of the doom and gloom around this team. I don't know why. I know the injuries hit. I know they don't have Cole all year. I know the rotation isn't as dynamic as it was supposed to be. I get it. Luis Gil's coming back. There is the trade deadline. They do have an ace in Max Fried. And ultimately, they are the clear-cut, to me, still, best team in the American League.